Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's been another busy news week, and we like to review the major stories of the week here on the Black Information Network. Today, we are joined by Black Information Network news anchors John Marshall and Alexandria Ikemoni to discuss this week's major stories. This is the Black Information Network Daily Podcast, and I'm your host, Ramses Ja. So welcome back to the show, you two. How you doing?
We're excited. Always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, let's get to it. Unfortunately, we have to start with a bit of sad news. Some new information surrounding the death of Shanquella Robinson during a trip to Mexico is trending on social media. Alexandria, give us the latest on this story.
Yeah, so this is one that has gotten national attention. Even celebrities are calling for justice in this case. So the latest that we have is really coming from Shanquella's father. So the backstory here, she went on a trip with her friends to Cabo, Mexico, and I say friends loosely, quote unquote, honestly, but the father is wanting all six of the people who she traveled with to be charged, because last month when she died in Cabo, the family was first told by the friends that she died from alcohol poisoning, but the death certificate said that she died 15 minutes after suffering a broken neck and severe spinal cord injury. But there's video about this situation. The video went viral of one of the quote-unquote friends recording another quote-unquote friend beating up Shanquella. So hearing that information of it not being alcohol poisoning instead of a broken neck injury, and then all that transpired, the dad wants all six of the people involved to be charged. But another new development here is that Mexican authorities, they're actually investigating this situation, and they're investigating it as a homicide. They have issued one arrest warrant so far for one of the people on the trip. However, they have not released who that person is. And we don't know, and it's not clear if that person has been arrested. But the Black Information Network has been following this story, and we will continue to follow it for the latest information on this one.
John, what are your thoughts?
You really have to be careful with, number one, I've always been told, who you travel with. And number two, with this kind of microwavable relationships and quote unquote friendships, allegedly, they were all friends from, I believe, Winston-Salem State University, and they're, you know, traveling and hanging out. Mm-hmm. But it's just a really sad situation that you're going for vacation, and the argument was over who they were, you know, talking to or dating or being with, and it ended up killing this young lady. I almost don't have words for things like these, man. And it's just been a lot of it been happening lately. So I think that the Mexican authorities are doing exactly what they should do. And I believe they're doing that because of the pressure and the kind of international pressure that's come on them to say, hey, something has to be done about this, not just from the United States perspective, because we're going to do what we have to do. But they don't want to look bad as well, because I know that these cities, especially Cabo and the vacation cities, if they can, in my opinion, they just kind of want to push this stuff to the side. They don't want people to really focus on these kind of tragic things, because what does that do? That turns tourism down, and that turns dollars down for these cities that really thrive off of tourist dollars. So I believe, number one, that they would not have gone this far or opened up arrest warrants, if we had not, and we meaning Black Twitter and the Black people and the Black populace, put this story to the forefront to make sure that she gets justice. Because, and I'll say it, if it is a white girl or a white boy or any other race, it's nationwide, worldwide news right off the bat. I feel like we had to fuel this, and we did the right thing, and now we're forcing that government to act to find some justice. So I like where it's headed, regardless of the circumstances that it took to get there.
Okay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? It's easy for people to ignore their social batteries and spread themselves thin, especially at this time of year, when gatherings are picking up again after the winter. But it's important to find the right amount of socializing for you and still give yourself the time to recharge. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BIN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BIN.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Black Information Network news anchors John Marshall and Alexandria Ikamoni are here with us discussing this week's major stories. Moving on, Black history is being made as New York Representative Hakeem Jeffries becomes the first Black party leader in Congress. I know this was exciting for me. John, why don't we start with you this time? Give us your thoughts.
Absolutely. So Hakeem Jeffries, we are literally living in history right now, y'all. It will be in, not textbooks, because who uses textbooks these days, but it will be written in the history books from this point forward. Our kids, our kids' kids will be learning about Hakeem Jeffries, who the House Democrats on Wednesday elected their new generation of leaders. Now, Hakeem is coming out of New York, and he will be the minority leader taking over for Nancy Pelosi. What I thought was very interesting about this was that they actually skipped the vote and just went straight to an acclamation to elect Representative Hakeem Jeffries, which I thought was really big. So it feels like there's some unity there, and it feels like the old guard is properly passing on the torch. And I, to be honest with you, I'm surprised and I'm elated that it is a Black man. I know all of us are very happy about that. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do. I know we lost the House, so he is minority leader, but hey, this is a huge step in a country that has been extremely divisive and divided over the last 4 years, or really about last 6 years, I guess you could say. So I'm excited about it, and I'm just looking forward to seeing what Representative Jeffries is going to do and how he's going to represent for us Black men and us as a Black people.
I love it. Alexandria, your thoughts?
I mean, this year has been monumental for Black people in power, honestly. So Jeffries has promised to get stuff done and put people over politics, which I know resonates with a lot of people, knowing that he's going to put them first. And I'm also excited to see what he does in this position that honestly has a lot of eyes on. So I'm rooting for him. We are all rooting for him as you know, the Black community, wanting to see him do well. And we are looking forward to seeing, you know, what he really produces.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's something that I think I can probably admit at this point, but it's that I have not been the biggest fan. You know, I'm famously a bleeding heart liberal, but I have not been the biggest fan of all of the Democratic leadership, chief among which is perhaps Nancy Pelosi. There's just a lot of things about her that I couldn't see myself doing if I was in that position. With that said, I do recognize that, again, that lesser of two evils sort of thing that we always come back to in this country as Black people. And so I think to your point, John, seeing the direction that the party is headed in, seeing the unification, them foregoing, you know, the vote, he ran unopposed, you know, all those things, just to see everyone get in line and march forward toward what will be the next chapter of the Democratic Party, and kind of helping establish a new face of the party, and breathing some new energy into that party. I think that that's a wonderful thing. So, like you said, Alexandria, it's just an exciting time, and we're all excited to get behind Hakeem Jeffries and support him in his endeavors moving forward. So, Black Information Network news anchors John Marshall and Alexandria Ikemoni are here with us discussing this week's major stories. Okay. The owner of Colorado's club, Club Q, says he'll reopen the popular club, and the Army vet who subdued the shooter will receive a $50,000 reward for his bravery and courage. Will this Colorado community ever be able to recover from this mass shooting, and will these acts help? Alexandria, why don't you go first? Give us your thoughts on the developments there.
Yeah, first, very sad story just to see another mass shooting take place in our country. And we do praise the Army vet who stepped in and just really showed courageous acts. This $50,000 award that he received was from a bank, and it was the first award of its kind, and he does deserve that as well. However, it's just very hard to bounce back. I will say I am blessed to not be in this situation, but I can only imagine what the people in this situation who have lost family members are feeling. And I don't think it's something that you can just easily and quickly, you know, recover from. Speaking, you know, from covering the top supermarket shooting that happened in Buffalo where Black people were killed, they are still hurting today. And that happened months ago. And there were calls for people to close that supermarket. So to know that the club is reopening, I can understand why many people might not support that. They don't want that because it now is a stain and a reminder of that tragedy that happened in their community that they have to drive past and walk past on a day-to-day basis, if you will. So I can only imagine, but my hearts go out to them. And I really do hope that they can find peace at some point.
John, talk to us.
This is very difficult to just continue to see. First, you see Black people just getting shot and killed by police and vigilantes as well. And then you see our LGBTQ plus brothers and sisters also experiencing this. And the numbers is what is the most disturbing part for me, because I don't know what needs to happen in order for this to stop or at least stem it. There have been 611 mass shootings this year, just this year, which is the second most violent mass shooting year next to last year, which it was 690. It's ridiculous at this point. And again, I just feel like my hands are tied behind my back, because I really do not have the answers. Do you take more guns away? I also believe in the right to bear arms. Do you take the high capacity magazines? Do you do mental tests for people? Like, because my thought process is, if that's in your heart and if that kind of hate and all that's in your heart, you're going to find a way to do whatever you want to do. A stricter law here or there isn't going to stop someone that is trying to murder in the first place. They're going to find a way to do it. So it's just, I don't like the feeling and being in this position mentally where I have literally no idea what to do. My heart goes out to everybody, all of the families. I know people that have been victims of gun violence. And Ramses, what do you do? What do you do about this? 611 mass shootings. That's ridiculous.
Well, I have an idea, you know.
Please tell us, brother, please.
Yeah, this kind of goes back to, or rather it echoes an idea that I had, or that I came across. This version wasn't an original idea. I deal with a lot of police shootings, police misconduct on my radio show, Civic Cypher. And an idea that I came across that I liked very much was, you know, requiring police to carry insurance the same way we require doctors to carry insurance. And if an officer broke the law, then we would put it on the insurance companies, and there would be fiscal implications for strikes against an officer, things like this. You know, we would institute a system of repercussions. And we would allow the insurance companies to make money from the officers, and allow a system of organization, right? Backed by insurance companies. They seem to have a lot of things in order in the country, and they don't want to go away quietly into the night. So let's put them to work, right? So when I think of guns, I kind of think of it in the same way. So now I'm just speaking. So maybe this isn't all the way fleshed out, but you know, it's been a thought that's been boiling in my mind for some time. We cause gun owners to insure their weapons. It doesn't take away their right to bear arms. They just insure them. If the guns are misplaced, stolen, you know, anything like that, then you have to report the gun missing. And then all the rest of the guns are legal, you know, versus illegal. We obviously create huge fines or punishments for folks that are in possession of illegal firearms, make it a federal law to do that sort of thing. And then if a person owns a weapon legally and they use that weapon in a mass shooting event, let's say, for instance, or an illegal shooting, whatever that is, then you can sue potentially the insurance company for insuring those people. You know, the insurance company wants to make sure that the weapon is used legally, right? And they have an incentive to make sure that, you know, people acquire the guns through legal means and that they're, you know, of sound mind and so forth. And so it requires a top to bottom rethink in terms of what it means to own a gun and what protection means and all that sort of stuff. But if we start having these conversations that we're having right now, I think that that does more for our national narrative than more thoughts and more prayers. And, you know, maybe this isn't the right idea, but you know, I'm well past the point of thoughts and prayers. I got past that when I took my son out of school after Sandy Hook. I realized, okay, this isn't, you know, and Sandy Hook, he was in maybe the third grade, fourth grade. He's about to graduate high school. So it gives you an idea of how long I've been of this, you know, persuasion, this way of thinking. And as far as, you know, a community recovering, you know, I totally understand what you said, Alexandria. This is kind of a thing that's tough for the community to get past. So I can recognize why, you know, this place will serve as a reminder of what happened and how that's bad. But I think anyone who's based there, or anyone who has thoughts about this should also consider, you know, the alternative, which is, you know, Club Q rolls over and they die. And I don't know that that's the story that anybody wants either. Again, it's not for me to say because this didn't impact me directly. And, you know, you spoke so well about it, Alexandria. And I know that you weren't trying to impose your will on the folks of Colorado. But we hope, I think I speak for both of us. We hope that whatever path toward healing that this community needs to take, that they will be comforted in every way possible, and they will have our full support. You know, as John mentioned, these are our brothers and sisters of the LGBTQIA+ community, and we stand in solidarity with you in this moment.
Do you, in your personal opinion, do you believe and or think that the LGBTQ+ community stands with and supports our hardships the way that they not necessarily are expecting to, but the way that we are trying to stand with them just from a human level?
It's a great question. I appreciate it. My answer has to be based off of empirical evidence, what I've seen in my life. I have not consulted with any surveys or anything like that, but I recognize in 2020, when I was protesting, that's the time when in my life I had to protest. Prior to then, I was very much active, but not active in a way that was as meaningful as I am now. I was insulated by being in a radio station and kind of riding that high horse and kind of flying above a lot of the things that affected brothers and sisters in our community. And I would just show up to symbolic events and give a speech here or there, show up to the NAACP events, this sort of stuff. It wasn't until 2020 when I got on the street. The community needed me. I needed me. My sons needed me. And I was able to see a different reality that I had been insulated from since childhood, since my days in Compton, California. And it was important and necessary for me to do that so that I could become the man that I am now, walking the path that I feel is most appropriate for me. And when I was out on the streets in 2020, I saw everybody out there. You know, I live in Phoenix, so there's not a lot of Black folks in Phoenix. We were out there, but if we were all out there, it wouldn't have been a lot of us, right? You know, sometimes I say I estimate there were about 10% Black folks out there. Remember that those crowds were thousands of people. And I saw our LGBTQIA+ community show up ready to move. I saw our Asian brothers and sisters show up ready to move. I saw our Hispanic brothers and sisters. They were making it happen. White brothers and sisters out there. Organizations, white organizations, walked me and my children to our car because I was a little bit more high profile. They didn't want me out there with my kids as they got on the freeways and that sort of stuff. These people helped me out. These people helped us out. I saw it with these eyes. And so my truth has to be yes. And far be it for me to forget that. I know how to keep that same energy, you know, and so in their time of need, insofar as I'm concerned, I will stand in solidarity with them. And I hope that that's a sentiment shared by most Black people.
Gotcha. I love it, man. I'm with you.
Yes, sir. Well, I want to thank you both very much for your insight again today. Our guests, one more time, are Black Information Network news anchors John Marshall and Alexandria Iacomone. This has been a production of the Black Information Network. Today's show was produced by Chris Thompson. Have some thoughts you'd like to share? Use the red microphone talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app. While you're there, be sure to hit subscribe and download all of our episodes. I'm your host, Ramses Ja, on all social media, and I'll be hosting another episode of Civic Cypher this weekend on a station near you. For stations, showtimes, and podcast info, check out civiccypher.com. And join us Monday as we share our news with our voice from our perspective, right here on the Black Information Network Daily Podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.